This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you guys heard, there's a lot of buzz around, you know, James Bond. Daniel Craig is, I guess, doing another 007 movie. The guy that was in Bohemian Rhapsody, I can't remember his name. Oh, my gosh. I love him. He's going to be playing the villain. Oh, my gosh. Why am I forgetting his name? Anyway. And I guess the new James Bond film is called No Time to Die. So, yeah, they always have cool names, right? Like, you know, Goldfinger and Octopussy and what else? Live and Let Die. That was a good one because there's also, you know, a song with that too. So you got to have a good, you know, 007 movies that usually have really, really good soundtracks. Those are good. And so I guess the big rumor is the new person to replace 007 is not going to be Idris Elba, who I thought would be fantastic. He's handsome. Good-looking guy, great actor. Not going to be Michael Fassbender. I love Michael Fassbender. The guy that played Loki in Thor, he was possibly supposed to be in the running. The guy that plays Superman, the good-looking guy, he was also in, I don't remember their names. Oh, my gosh. Why am I having so many problems? Okay. No, Malik is the guy that's going to be the villain. But in terms of the guy playing the new one playing the new 007, it's not going to be Fassbender. It's not going to be the guy playing Loki. It's not going to be the guy that played Superman. So instead, the rumors are Lashana Lynch is going to be the new Bond, not a Bond girl, but the new 007. Now, again, we can't confirm those rumors and all that, but I'm not really that excited about that idea. I get very frustrated, all right, as a woman, when Hollywood is trying to appease the women crowd by going, okay, we will make a male role female, so it looks like we're elevating women. I don't need your elevation. Thank you. Okay. I don't need your help. And, I think it could possibly bomb. I think a female 007 might not do as well as the other 007s or as other females in a lead. Okay. So this is what I noticed because I watch a lot of movies and I watch a lot of TV. I just don't memorize the names of actors. I'm sorry. I just go, okay, that's the guy from Game of Thrones. That's whatever. All right. And so, if a female has a lead, that was always her role, it does well, like Wonder Woman. Or even like Charlie's Angels. I mean, Charlie's Angels was huge in the 70s. Why was Charlie's Angels huge? Because it was different. It wasn't a bunch of women trying to play a role of men. They were women that had their own skill set that seemed to really, really work. They had their smarts. They had their beauty. They had their brains. And maybe it was a little sexist. You know, but they didn't need to be forced into a male role and go, oh, wow, you're heroes. It just was born that way. The show was just created that way where, you know, we had women that kind of used their own, you know, ways of, you know, infiltrating spy rings or things like that and or jail and getting deloused or whatever. And they were able to figure out the crime and they were able to jump out of a car that was about to explode. And, you know, Bosley would be there and they'd make fun of Bosley and nobody ever removed the skin tag or wart that he had on his head. And Charlie was some sexy, mysterious guy. And it worked. The show worked. Same thing with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman that was a smart woman, yeah, they had to dress her up really, really, you know, scantily. But again, you know, to get guys to watch a female heroine, unfortunately, you know, that was just kind of what was needed in the 80s. And so today, like Lara Croft Tomb Raider, I've never really seen a Lara Croft Tomb Raider, but I heard it did pretty well. Maybe it wasn't the biggest hit, but it did pretty well. So a female whose role was, you know, always that way seems to work better than, like, making a female Thor. And I think that's what they want to do. They want to make Thor female. And then it's not Thor. You know, and as a woman, I kind of find that insulting. I do. I mean, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to say, oh, well, women could be Thor. Women could be muscular. Women could, you know, walk around with a hammer and all that. But that's not the whole idea. That's not the fantasy. Don't change around these characters. You know, and, you know, 007, the whole James Bond thing was the reason why he was sexy and all that is because he was that type of character. A man who, you know, was a womanizer and, you know, who loved him and left him and who infiltrated his own little, the bad guy, you know, quarters and lairs and all that and was, you know, looked good in a tuxedo. You know, female spies, those work, those movies work, but I would not change the whole James Bond thing. I just find that insulting, all right? You know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, one of my favorite movies. I love Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And the thing that was so cool about Mr. and Mrs. Smith is both of them were kind of kick-ass spies. And it worked. So, you know, I think Hollywood is kind of going in the wrong direction because they want to look progressive. And every time you try to look progressive, you actually put us back a few steps. And if they take this risk of making a female 007, and the movie doesn't do as well. It'll probably still do well. I'll go see it, because I love it's good writing, it's a good storyline, but if it doesn't do as well, and it doesn't pull and rank as well, that makes women look bad, and it makes it look like, well, a woman can't do a man's role. Don't put a woman in a man's role. Make it a woman's role, okay? You know, yeah, a woman that, you know, can kind of, I don't know, love him and leave him. And, yeah, that could work. That could be sexy. But then make it a whole different spy story. I don't know. It's frustrating. Now, this Lashonda Lynch, from what I understand, she's a fabulous actress. She'll probably do a fantastic job. But then give her own movie. Give her own role. You know, I don't know. And, you know, this idea that anytime there's a male, we need to substitute them with a female, that doesn't work even for a lot of us females. I mean, Michael Fassbender is hot because he's Michael Fassbender. Aragorn, if anybody rewrites Lord of the Rings and makes a female Strider or Aragorn, it's not going to work, okay? You know, there are some things where I think a man does really, really well and some things where I think a woman does really, really well. I think it's okay to embrace that. It's not sexist. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I don't want to mince words here. The healthcare system, I think, in England is a cluster. And here's another example of such what I'm talking about here. There's a headline that says that doctors are going to be ordered to stop half-day closing at their offices. And a lot of them close their doors for at least four-hour periods. About 722 practices have done that. And they're going to be threatened with fines, losing funding, possibly axed, if they don't be open for a full day. Now, some of you are like, well, what does that mean? How does it affect us? Well, all right. every single thing that I see happen in these socialized medicine settings, you have got to expect will happen in our socialized medicine setting. And we are going to go socialized, no matter how much we fight it. All right? Somebody's going to come into office and go, we're going to do what England does or what Canada does. All right? And England is having a really hell of a time. And I think we're more comparable to England than we are to Canada. Canada is a lot more rural. And I believe their tax structure is a lot more tight and better controlled than in England. In England, they have a lot of issues. Also, where not everybody pays taxes. You have a big disparity between, you know, those, in the rural areas, you know, paying for things that, you know, need to happen in the big cities. And so that's why a healthcare system for 65 million people is failing. And you'd think it shouldn't. I mean, it should be a pretty simple thing to do if we're only talking 65 million, but no. So apparently the NHS is now cracking down on, you know, general practitioners who close for half days during the week. They've identified 722 practices in England, which is a tenth of the total, so 10%, who will have long lunch hours or just take off the afternoon. And they said if those clinics remained open, an additional 287,000 appointments would be available every year. So whether you guys agree with the crackdown or not, all right, if a doctor is overworked and staff is overworked or they're burned out, they're not going to want to be open for business. So NHS is going to withhold funding from those practices who close for half days without permission. Now, as a doctor, I'm looking at this going, whoa, 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 whoa. So if we go socialize, I'm going to have to ask the government for permission? If I'm sick? If I'm going to, you know, with my practice, I would ask my patients permission. I'm like, look, do you mind if we move you over? You know, I'll get you first thing in the morning or I'll open up on Saturday or Sunday so you don't have to miss work. I mean, to the patients, those are my boss. My patients are my boss, not the government. If I need to take an afternoon off, I'm not going to get permission from a government. No, but that's the way it's going to be if it's socialized. And then every practice is going to get fined about $40,000 a year. So patients are frustrated because they can't get in with their GP. Waiting times have reached the longest on record. Surgeries reported average waits of 15 days. Now, let's talk about wait times, because you guys have that too. Okay. So, when I worked for an urgent care, I was really young, just out of my training, so I was spunky. I was a whippersnapper, as the older doctors call me. Look at that young whippersnapper. I'm like, yeah, I'm a whippersnapper. They don't know what that means, but I like to say whippersnapper. And you didn't get paid per patient. You just got paid hourly. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at the waiting room. I'm going to clean that waiting room up. I'll see them all. And I moved pretty quickly. Triage, diagnosed, dealt with, did my note, moved on to the next one. And it was like, boom, I saw easily 5-6 people an hour. Average doctor, 4. We're talking urgent care, so some of these are pretty complex. But while I'm hovering over one and, you know, keeping an eye on their rhythm strips and things like that, I could go ahead and, you know, see somebody else. So I can see 6 patients an hour. And I remember the older doctors, like, we slowed down. Like, why? We got all these people in the waiting room. Like, you're making us look bad. And they're sitting there drinking their coffee. I'm like, are you on break? No, I'm not on break. I'm having my coffee. And I'm like, well, I just don't want you guys having to do the extra work. I'm just doing this, so, all right, well, then fine. I'm seeing your patients. It's fine. I don't care. And I just had the energy, and I'm like, I'm going to, you know, clear out the room. But then when you get older, you get a little jaded. And if you're not getting paid per patient, and you're getting paid no matter what you do that day, then you start to notice that you work a little slower. Now, I didn't work in that setting. I had my own practice, so I got paid per patient. So if I slowed it down or if I wanted to leave early, I wouldn't make money. if I wanted to make money, I would stay and see the extra patients because you got paid per patient, which I think is fabulous in terms of medicine and incentives. Because if you want, you know, when I had a patient knocking on the door at 5-6 o'clock, well, even though most of the time you didn't get paid because insurance wouldn't pay you, you know, it's still that, it's not that, well, I already got paid for the day. No, you want to help the person. It they blend. You know, you don't want to think that that incentive is there, but subconsciously the incentive's there. So, you know, and again, you do want to help people. But when you're burned out, the helping people starts to fade, and you're like, I'm no help to anybody feeling like this. I'm going home. So in the socialized medicine settings, my guess is the doctor is making whatever money he's making, no matter whether he sees 60 patients a day or 25 or 30. And so why rush? Why be at more risk? Just, you know, take it. You know, why twist an ankle? Why, you know, not, you know, why get a UTI where you can't pee? Because you're, you know, I mean, I would never pee because I didn't want people waiting. Still, even when I was in my 15th year of practice, I didn't want people to wait. It just made me, just knowing somebody's waiting on me, I didn't like that. But then again, I practiced medicine in a more capitalistic, you know, realm. So a lot of you guys are noticing that your wait times are really, really long. And they're getting worse. And I'm not saying the average medical provider is dragging their butt or dragging their heels. But if they are being paid a salary and they have to see whoever's on their, you know, schedule, there's not really a lot of drive to hurry up so you could leave early because you're not going to leave early. So why rush? And, you know, you just start to slow it down a little bit. And maybe that's good for a patient. Maybe a patient should have more time spent with them rather than somebody who wants to clock out early at 2. But, you know, if you think that you're going to be able to get out, you know, get out of that visit early or get that, it might not happen. And so, you know, things might have to change. Some people say that it might have to go socialized because, you know, they just don't like the way things are now, but we're not really in a private capitalistic healthcare setting as it is now. A lot of doctors are working for people, and they have bosses, and they have demands, and they have guidelines, and they're not supposed to give an antibiotic, or they're not supposed to give a narcotic, or they're not supposed to give refills, or, you know, and the idea of, well, you know what, I could have a relationship with the doctor knows me, he knows I always need an antibiotic. You're losing that. That's not happening anymore. You're not getting the same doctor. Most people do not have the same doctor for years. So even if they do, they can't get in with that doctor for months, so they have to go to an urgent care. Me, I made sure we always had same day, always. But every now and then, somebody would go to a minute clinic. Sometimes it helped them, sometimes they regretted it. But we would always try to get them in, even if it was on a weekend. Now, if I had to work for somebody, no. There's no guarantee you would get to see me. No guarantee at all. So, the idea of, you know, Dr. Wax, I got a sore throat, I got a cough, I got a sneeze, I'm going to need an antibiotic and I have one. Your answer will be no. If it's viral, we're not supposed to give an antibiotic because viruses don't get treated with antibiotics. But my doctor would always give me one in case it changed over the weekend or over vacation. Nope, nope. So that sort of medicine, that more, you know, personal, they know me, you know, they listen to me, that's not going to happen. And, you know, as a doctor being forced to, you know, stay open when I don't want to be, do you really want a doctor that doesn't want to be there to take care of you? That's kind of what's happening now in England. 1-877-DOCTOR-SELLY.
Any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committing to expanding space exploration and renewing leadership in commercial space.
The United States is on track in our efforts to expand and renew American leadership in space.
The vice president, speaking there in Chantilly, Virginia, also says that the Trump administration plans to put a man and first woman on the moon by 2024.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. We will go there to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
New York, Connecticut, and Vermont are joining forces to block an immigration rule that the Trump administration says they will be enforcing that's been on the books for years. The law makes it nearly impossible for immigrants to get green cards if they've ever relied on government assistance such as welfare. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys heard this whole Free the Nipple campaign? Have you guys been kind of following what's been going on? Okay, so apparently a federal appeals court has, I guess, ruled that there's no difference between a topless male and a topless female. And so the ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, from what I understand, will allow women, I believe, to be treated as equal when it comes to not wearing a shirt. Now, a lot of guys out there are like, woohoo. I'm like, well, wait a second here. All right, let's kind of walk this one through. So the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that an anti-public nudity ordinance in Fort Collins, Colorado, violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Well, now maybe going up to the Supreme Court. See, on February 15th, the federal court upheld an injunction. Now, this was a federal court that prohibits the city of Fort Collins, Colorado, from enforcing a law that prohibits females 10-year-old and older from going topless in public. So in Fort Collins, Colorado, they have a law that says if you're 10 years old or above, you got to wear a shirt. When Fort Collins passed this ordinance, members of the group Free the Nipple, Fort Collins, you know, division, they sued. And they argued that the law violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution because it establishes different standards for men and women. So in a 2-1 ruling, the 10th Circuit agreed that it's a constitutional violation to force women to wear a shirt. The 10th Circuit ruling now assumes that we're kind of, I guess, equal. These anti-nudity laws, right, are based on social stereotypes. So under the 10th Circuit's opinion, girls who are now getting breast buds and all that can now walk around topless. 14-year-old girls, so your daughter, can now walk to school topless. Your daughter could be actually topless in school. Now, do you think that's safe? So three New Hampshire women are asking the Supreme Court to declare that the city ordinance in Fort Collins is unconstitutional. And this Free the Nipple campaign is, you know, gaining traction. The New Hampshire Supreme... This is now coming out of New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Supreme Court have rejected the challenge, acknowledging that the law treats men and women differently. But they said the sexes are not fungible with respect to the traditional understanding of what constitutes nudity. Public exposure of the female breast almost invariably conveys sexual overtones. So the state court said, most lower courts have also come to the same conclusion. So New Hampshire might not be able to flip it. Colorado is flipping it. And this may head to the Supreme Court. So now you and I have a debate of, should women be allowed to be topless? Now, my question then to women or the powers that be or whoever decides these movements is, what is it exactly that you want? Okay, what is it that women want? You know, we just are on the heels, and it's not a cuss, although it's still, you know, going on, of the Me Too movement, where we don't want somebody touching our breasts. We don't want somebody looking at them. We don't want anybody saying anything about them. And so we want some dignity, and we want, you know, the breast to be out of the conversation. And, you know, we don't want to be looked at while we're trying to eat. We want to have, you know, we want to have our dignity. But then at the same time, we have women that say, well, no, we want to be free. Now, I run into guys all the time. I back into them all the time in line or whatever. I'm like, oh, sorry. And we hit each other all the time. Sometimes they accidentally hit my breasts, and it's no big deal. It's an accident. They're in the way. Okay? You know, it's kind of what happens when you're a double D. It just happens. No big deal. But if you're naked and you're topless and a guy is in front of you in line at the counter, he turns to leave and bangs into your breast that's there, does he get sued? Does he go to jail? Is his whole life ruined because he touched your breast? And you said, yeah, he did it on purpose. So, I mean, what do we want? Now, you know, women haven't really kind of, you know, talked and gathered and come up with a consensus on this. You know, you could pretty much be assured that most of us women, we want to be treated equally. We want to be able to vote. We want to be able to get equal pay for equal work. Right? We want to have the same, you know, ability to get a promotion, get a raise as a man would. So we're all kind of on agreement on that. But we're going to be scratching our heads on this one because, you know, if a man is shirtless because his breasts are not, you know, considered you know, I don't know, you know, sexual, then if we allow women to be topless, can guys then be pantsless? And then if guys are pantsless, should women be allowed to be pantsless? I mean, where does it stop? Same thing with tushies. A lot of women wear thongs. Men have to have their tushies covered, but a lot of women, their tushies are not covered. A lot of women have, some of them do it on purpose, many of them don't, are underwearless, and getting out of cars, they end up showing everybody the form. That's not considered public nudity, that's okay. You just have to live with it. Yet if a guy accidentally shows his, you know, genitalia, oh my gosh, he's a pervert and he has to go to jail. Now, mind you, there are, you know, people out there that are flashers. I get that. But, you know, where, what are we actually fighting for? I mean, the average woman that is fighting for equal rights and, you know, fairness in this, you know, in the work landscape wants their breasts to be out of the equation. Wants to be looked at like a man is looked at, not a sexual object. But then at the same time, we're asking to allow us to be able to be topless. People can say, well, you know, Dr. Wax, you know, it's a health thing. I don't know. I think being topless causes more drooping, prevents you to be more mobile when you need to run. Trust me, I double up on the sports bras, and I could run a lot faster than if I didn't wear a bra. Why is it that you want to be topless? Not so much a sexual thing. It's that, well, you know, I want to be able to not have to wear a shirt or not have to wear a bra. The average woman really prefers to wear a bra. It's a lot more comfortable. It really is. You got to find a comfortable bra, of course. You know, the bra burning movement, you know, which a lot of my mothers were a part of, you know, that I see what that stood for, but a lot of women, you know, afterwards are like, I got to wear a bra when I go to work, okay? It's just not comfortable. Or if I'm lactating, I need something that covers that. I mean, women are different than men. And I think if we want to gain the economic, social stature, you know, equal footing in work, the best way to do that is to be the woman. You know, trying to pretend that you're equal to a man when you are, you know, physically different, just like a man pretending that he, you know, he is equal to a woman in terms of, you know, physical appearance and all that, it's ludicrous, okay? We're made differently. Women have ovaries, men have testicles. There's nothing sexist about that. Women have breasts, males have breast tissue, but not as pendulous as females. That's just what happens. I mean, it's not, you know, a woman using her breasts to get ahead in a career should be looked at just as poorly as a man trying to use his looks and his body. You know, I just think something like that puts us back more than other people think. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a man in the UK suffered some pretty serious burns because he left hair removal cream on his groin for just a few minutes too long. So now he's got blisters and burns. He said, I didn't think much of the stinging to start, but it increasingly got increasingly worse, and it wasn't until 2 days later that I saw it burned a hole in my area. William Bishop was prepping for a date when he used the cream. He said, for 2 weeks now, I've been in the hospital burns unit. It's been extremely painful because of where it is. I could barely walk, sleep, or sit. I'm looking at a picture right now. It's bad. It literally tore open the skin. Bishop told SWNS that it wasn't the first time he used Veet's body and legs hair removal cream. But he didn't follow the product's instructions on timing. He said that he used the cream on July 27th and removed it with lukewarm water. 2 days later, he saw the blisters and he went to South Mead Hospital. And he's now in burn care. He said, it was a little stupid of me, I know, and laughable, I guess. Initially, I found the whole thing funny until I realized how bad it is. The pain and discomfort it has caused is far from funny. And I guess this is something that's found readily available in stores. I don't know if you can get it in America, but we do have hair removal creams. I remember trying to use hair removal cream in the 80s on my legs. And I would buy Nair, and it would stink. And it would smell so bad. And then I would just put it on, and I didn't really see the hair come off anyway. And then I'm like, wait a second, is this supposed to be killing the hair follicle? And do I really want anything that's killing a living cell on my body? And so I never really used those products. I just don't. Anyway, so a spokesperson said, we're really sorry to hear the reaction a customer had to a Veet hair removal cream and product, and we wish the gentleman a speedy recovery as soon as possible. So they do reiterate to follow the instructions on the padding, but this is just bad. So anyway, what did he tell his date? Well, he initially told his date that he had an accident and asked if they could put their date off for a few more weeks. But I think it's going to be longer than a few more weeks. So these depilatories, which are hair removal creams, are widely available. According to the FDA, they're alkaline formula, so they're more basic as opposed to acidic. And they affect the protein structure of the hair, causing it to dissolve into a jelly-like mass. And when you affect the protein structure of the hair, you could just easily remove it by wiping the skin. So you could get alkaline burns, I believe. Now, with any sort of product, what you need to do is you need to do a patch test. And nobody ever does this because they buy a product and they want to use it that day. Well, what you do is you put a little patch on your skin and then you have to wait a few days because if you're going to have a reaction, it may not be for a few days later. Never, by the way, use hair removal products on your eyebrows or around the eyes or mustache. The last thing you want is a burn and a scar by your mustache. Arizona women claim that cheap lip fillers left them with oozy, painful in lips. I don't know if you guys have seen these pictures, but apparently a bunch of women have landed in local emergency rooms because they've had massive mouth swelling and infection because they got these cheap lip fillers at somebody's home in Maricopa County. Three of the women got these on August 3rd, and I guess the woman who performed the procedures claimed she was certified to do so and came highly recommended. Now, Ashley Villaverde said she had gotten the fillers from the woman in the past, but she knew something was wrong. As soon as I went in this time, I knew something was wrong because each time she injected, it hurt so bad. This had never happened before. They swelled up, but it's never been to the point where I couldn't even touch them. So dermal fillers are big things these days where people want nice, fresh lips. And so the idea of, well, you know, you look older if you have, younger girls have bigger lips, so they inject these dermal fillers, collagen, things like that. And unfortunately, you could have a reaction to whatever you're injecting. You could have bruising, bleeding, swelling, acne, redness, and you could even get death of the skin because if it blocks blood flow to the very delicate structure of the lip, then it starts to lose blood flow, die, necrose, etc. So women told Fox 10 Phoenix that the unidentified woman performs the procedures only on Saturdays and was charging $60 per milliliter of filler. Cosmetic surgeons charge $600. So that's why people are going to other, trying to get it cheaper. So Alexandra Garavanta said her lips swelled within an hour and said, obviously it was cheaper, yeah, but it's not the smartest thing to do to go the cheaper route. So police notice was tacked to the door of the address provided by the women. Local law enforcement are aware of the allegations. Apparently an emergency room and eight others have visited with similar symptoms in recent days, and they are unsure what kind of substance was injected into them. And so lip filler parties is a very common thing, or Botox parties. So what a lot of people do to try to cheapen the cost of these procedures is when you open up a bottle of Botox, you're paying for the whole bottle. But if you have a bunch of people that can use it, you don't have to waste, and everybody could split the cost of the bottle. And so, and then you have somebody that comes over and does it. And they're called, you know, these like lip filler parties or Botox parties, etc. And it's frustrating. Why are these things so expensive with plastic surgery? Well, one is, insurance doesn't pay. So you have to pay it all your own cost. So like, let's say you have a skin biopsy or you have something cosmetic done, because it's a mole that could be cancerous. In a medical doctor setting, most of us can get insurance to pay for that. So if it does cost a few hundred dollars, you only maybe see your copay part of it unless you have a deductible. But if it comes to something that insurance doesn't cover, you're paying the whole price. Number two is plastic surgeons have to have one hell of a malpractice policy. And so if anything goes wrong, they get sued. And so their procedures are going to cost more because they, you know, want to cover their bases in case they get sued later. It's very expensive to be a plastic surgeon. So, it's one of the most lucrative of the medical fields, but I think it's one of the most dangerous in terms of liability. If somebody doesn't like what was done, doesn't like the scars, now you can have people sign consents, but sometimes a good lawyer can, you know, blast right through that. So, people, I know it's expensive, but just, you know, don't go to somebody's house, right? You know, in some neighborhood to get a medical procedure done. See, everybody thinks they're getting something for nothing. They're, you know, getting a deal. No. All right. Storm Area 51 is still set to go for, I believe, September 20th. There's over 2 million RSVPs on Facebook, and commissioners in Nevada's rural Lincoln County already has an emergency declaration. The county board unanimously voted yesterday 4-0 to approve the declaration in preparation for this affair that could draw thousands of visitors to the desert. We pass this with the caveat that this may or may not happen. We're just trying to do the best we can to prepare for something we know not of. We have no pickin' idea what we're going to face, they say, if anything. And so the event is called Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all. Basically, after listening to an episode of Joe Rogan Experience podcast, there was this kind of tongue-in-cheek event going, yeah, you know, we want to see, you know, the aliens. We're going to storm Area 51. Well, it's gained traction. People really want to do it. And so, I guess Rachel, the self-proclaimed UFO capital of the world, located on State Route 375, was also dubbed in 96 the extraterrestrial highway. It's near the actual Area 51 site. Now, actual Area 51 is a military facility. And I guess it's, you know, roughly the size of Connecticut. That's huge. And I didn't realize it was that big. And it's an impenetrable desert compound. I didn't know it was that big. It was big, but still. So, what they want is they want to make sure that they don't have a bunch of people, you know, with no place to potty, right? They, you know, no place to sleep, eat, or whatever. So, there's an emergency declaration right now out. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.